All right, so this is the latest installment of Ain't Is a Word, and I believe, if I remember correctly from last week, we had an interrupted episode, and Roy, you are doing the introductions now because you're a lot better than I am.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the latest installment of Ain't Is a Word. I'm Roy J. Yekel, along with Toby A. Nix. And if you are lucky, you'll get a little cameo from Rascal Nix.
Yeah, Rascal, I'm sure he just perked up too over there, so he's paying attention. So so to put this Saturday in perspective, this is 1 week after the Georgia LSU game, Roy. And being a lifelong Georgia fan, would you like to weigh in on what happened last week to your beloved Dogs?
I'm going to say it. Just like the great Louis Grizzard wrote, I don't want to talk about it.
You just got so many points for knowing the reference, knowing Louis Grizzard.
But he was talking about Georgia Tech, but we're talking about LSU on this one.
It wasn't even competitive. That was the worst part.
Yeah, it was. No, that was just, I thought it was going to be closer. I figured LSU was going to come out on top, but I thought Georgia would put up more of a fight.
I'm not surprised that LSU won, even though I was rooting for Georgia. I always root for this state over any other state, especially Louisiana. But yeah, it wasn't even close. I was at least hoping for a competitive game. But that first play when Jake Fromm threw it down the middle and old boy dropped it, I was like, all right, it's Georgia sports.
That's how we're going to do this.
Yeah, and I mean Georgia as a state, not Georgia as a university. That just sums up our entire state.
Yeah, Braves, Falcons, yeah, Tech. All of them.
Now, were you wearing your lucky Georgia shirt last week?
I was.
Okay. We weren't around the kitchen sink, so we can possibly blame that.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't even think they left a key out for us.
No, they didn't. I'm sure we could have made our way in.
Broke in.
But we were busy with birthday parties last week here. And then, actually, they were busy with birthday parties too, I believe. Yeah. So we'll blame that on the Georgia loss. What's other than that? I see you're still wearing a Bulldog sweatshirt, which I find odd this week.
Well, I'm a Georgia fan year round. Oh, it's still football season. Army Navy game is today.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'd be interesting.
Who you root for in that?
I don't really have a dog in the fight. I guess we'll just say go Army.
Okay, well then I'll say go Navy just to be against you.
My cousin was in the Army.
I'll see. I don't know. Like, if it's a competitive game, that'll be good. Yeah, that's like watching.
That's all I look forward to.
Good games.
Well, we have a let's see.
Well, if there's an underdog, I don't know who the underdog might be. Or if like one team's won the last 10, then I'll go for. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'll go for the underdog.
Well, either way, America wins. All right, these are both America's teams.
There you go. That's very right. True.
USA.
So, what's going on? What happened with your week? You have an exciting week.
No, it was. Yesterday, were you out in that rain and cold yesterday?
I had to go up to Scottish Rite mess.
I had to get out in it yesterday morning. I had moved trucks and stuff out in the yard, and I was drenched.
Yeah, it was miserable.
There was literally nowhere. Yeah. And when I came back inside, I told the guys, y'all got to do all this work. Y'all work in a warehouse, and I'll just stay wet and cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't need gas, so I couldn't find the bum at the Quick Trip to pump my gas.
Were you talking about your brother? Didn't he?
No, I remember the episode where I was talking about the bum at Quick Trip.
Yeah. And FYI, the trip to Scottish Rite was work related. In case anybody was like, "Hey, what's wrong?" You know, yeah. it was not. Thankfully, not per. Because that's a sad place, man. That's you see those sick kids up there, or whatever. Yeah. That's not good images.
Don't want to be there.
No. That's a bad place. Hopefully, they're all getting fixed up.
Well, we have a busy day today. Well, I think we have two of the three things I'm doing, we're doing together. So, yeah. Obviously, we're doing a podcast this morning. Then I'll go to Bremen for Christmas, family Christmas. It's actually at my Aunt Lynn's house. Talked about her the other week.
So, you said two out of the three things. Why am I not invited to family Christmas? It could have been three out of three.
I mean, I'm driving, so you can hop in the truck. You can ride with me. We can take the podcast equipment. They'd love to be on an episode.
I don't know why Aunt Lynn has not invited me yet.
I'll talk to her.
Have I met Aunt Lynn? Was she at the wedding?
No. Okay. No, this is from my biological father's side.
I got you.
Yes, I'm going to be out there, so I might come back with some crazy stories from that.
And I suspect anytime you're around family, we got a good episode the following week.
But, what else are we doing? Oh, then we're going to Dalton's tonight.
I can tell you. Have you ever been to his house?
Uh-uh. All
right, he throws a bash.
Now, do I need to dress warm?
I think I heard someone say it was going to be in the, he was going to have it in the garage. And then, well, he also asked for people to bring heaters or something.
I'm wearing long johns just to be safe. I'm debating if I should wear my overalls.
I'll probably wear shorts. but <Okay. laughs> I'm not a bit huge fan of Low Country Bowl. Are you?
I usually just eat the corn and the sausage and the potatoes.
What? Mm-hmm. I like all the ingredients, but everything to me tastes like shrimp. You know, like the corn tastes like shrimp, the potatoes taste like shrimp, which, like I said, I like corn, I like potatoes, everything else. But he did one, I guess maybe in the summertime. I don't know when it was, but he did one earlier, a couple of months ago, and it was the best. It was amazing.
Oh, so, the bomb diggity.
I'm a huge fan of his Low Country Bowls. If no one else on earth can do it right, he got the secret. So I've been looking forward to this since they posted the party. So
I'm looking forward to it too. I think I know most of the people that are going to be there.
You should. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'll know most of, or yeah, I should.
Yeah, I mean, you work with all of them.
Well, you know, but when I was on another ship, when you're on patrol, you never see the opposite shifts.
Yeah.
Now I was lucky that they would still invite me to stuff. But if you're on B shift, you very rarely ever see, you know, you can hang out like Kyle and I were on different shifts, but we had the same off days. But the D shift guys, we were opposite everything.
Yeah.
But that being said, they adopted. I was like a stray dog that they would invite to their gatherings. So I was always
feed
lucky.
Him. He'll keep coming back.
Absolutely, because they're good dudes, man. I've been looking forward to that all week or since he posted it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be fun. I haven't. I know I've never been down there, but I know a few people. So, and the people that I know, they're fun. So,
and then so. Speaking of Christmas parties, we have another one coming up next week that I've been looking forward to. Might not have been invited. This is awkward.
No, it's only, I got a lot of stuff on my calendar coming up. I'm a real busy man with, you know, press and you got to talk to TMZ and all that stuff. But
being a podcast star.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's Christmas Character Bash. Do you have your...
I have an idea for both Pove and I. I just don't know if I can pull it off. You know, the one I had told you about originally, that has been nixed, as y'all like to say.
Toby, hashtag Toby has been nixed.
Yes. But so this next idea, I've got some assistance coming, and hopefully we'll be able to pull it off. Because I think it'll be good. It won't be as good as the original idea.
Why was the original idea nixed?
I will tell you. I can tell you off the air.
Okay.
And I can tell you now, since she won't be dressed as that. I guess I can go ahead and ruin what would have been the greatest character ever.
Well, because I'm so busy and I haven't had time to do my Christmas cards.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Where is the Yekyll Christmas card?
Man, I have been slammed, but I think I've got an idea. I just got to put it in motion.
It's December 14th.
I know. That's typical Yekyll fashion. We're going to be late. Which, you know, if they get it after Christmas, it's basically like Santa... A little after surprise.
You know what?
A little aftershock.
I think getting a Christmas card after Christmas would be the most Yekyll way to send out a Christmas card. You can go ahead and send out and just put 2020 on it, and that'll be next year's Christmas card. And that'll be pretty dang Yekyll.
So what I'm doing for the Christmas card will also be what I'm doing for the party.
All right. So assuming we won't get the card before next Saturday, then we'll have a good sneak preview of what the card is going to be this year.
Yes.
Is Ricky T going to be a part of... Are y'all doing a themed costume?
Yes.
That's what Pope and I will be a theme.
I think it was a theme. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a Christmas thing.
So how many people, I think we may have talked about this with Ricky before, but how many people do y'all send a card out to?
Last year, we did like right at 300.
Dang.
And I think this year we'll probably be right at 350.
That's so y'all are famous. Y'all are Christmas card famous.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing it?
This will be our fourth year.
All right. So we got the one from last year. I'm still mad that Pove took it off the refrigerator. I keep saying I'm going to find it and hang it back up. What was last year?
Last year we were in the overalls.
On the stairs?
No, that was 2 years ago.
All right. I saw that one on Facebook. That was when I was like, okay, I've got to get on the mailing list. What was the first year?
The first year, it was actually a joke. I remember I was sitting there talking to Ricky, and I was just joking around. It's like, we got to do some Christmas cards. I said, you want to? Who are we going to send them to? I don't know. Let's just, Ricky's like, I'll make a Facebook post. All right. Well, next thing you know, we're over 100. We're like right at like 150. I'm like, uh-oh. We got to do this now. Like, it was just a joke. So that year, I just happened to have some pictures when we were in Nashville around Christmas time. So I had pictures from my up there at the Gaylord in front of the big Christmas tree and stuff like that. So I put those, and then actually we had a Christmas character bash at Kyle and Sarah's, and I was dressed as Cousin Eddie, and Ricky was he was wearing a bunny suit. He was Ralphie from the Christmas Story. Yeah. So we put that on there. So that was the first one. We just had to throw that one together. And the second one is probably the best one we've done. It was probably the funniest. So I'm hoping this year, if I could learn not to procrastinate.
I think it's a little late for that. Yeah.
Well, that New Year's resolution for probably the 10th year in a row is quit procrastinating.
So the Christmas costume party, how many years has that been going on?
This is the second one they've had.
Okay.
And the, but this is the, I mean, the first one was a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So it's not an every year thing?
Mm-mm. Which I think they want it to be. I mean, I would like for it to be. And if I had my own place, I'd do one. A little Christmas character bash.
I've never been, so I'm excited to see the characters, because that entire group is characters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just to see what they come up with. That's why Pove's original one would have won. I know it's not a contest.
Oh, it's everything is a contest.
That's true, yeah.
Everything.
Her, she would have won the contest. And, yeah, so I'm a little bit upset that that costume did not make it. But I think our backup plan might be okay.
It'll be all right.
And then, so we got Christmas party tonight, Christmas party next week. And I guess it's Christmas the following week, right?
I think it falls on a Thursday?
I have to work one day that week. I had put in too late, and there was already too many people off. Mm-hmm. So I have to go in Monday. I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But I have to go in that one Monday. And that just, speaking of procrastinating, I never think to put in timesheets or whatever, because I don't know.
Now, are you off Thanksgiving? I mean, not Thanksgiving. That's past. New Year's?
Yes. I get that, because I'd be on a Thursday too then. So mm-hmm. I guess we're off that Thursday, Friday. I don't know. I think that seems like holidays you'd get off.
Well, we're not. I mean, we're off. We'll do half day Christmas Eve, off Christmas Day, then we come back to work on Friday, and then we're off. We have half day of New Year's Eve, off New Year's, back on Friday.
Well, this is the first time in 10 years I started at Coweta 911 in 2009. This is the first time in 10 years that I'm going into the holiday season with off day. You know, like, you know, you might have them off. It was just the luck of the draw. But, and then now this is, and then Ryan has to work Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day morning.
That's ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous.
How long is he going to be there on Christmas morning?
if it stands the way they've been doing, I mean, he'll work like 4 hours, which to me, it's not even worth riding up there for 4 hours. From where we live to where he works is not worth.
No, that's ridiculous.
Like work me 8 hours, work me 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth the gas to get there. So I don't know. I've been trying to talk him into Bolton from there, but you know he wants to you know, he's
have
a good
another
worker.
Job if we right, quit
right,
your
right.
job.
But I think, like I said, I think they've been kind of taking advantage of him. They still got him working high school hours. He wants some for real hours. Yeah. So I'm off the holidays, and he's now working the holidays. And I was like, you know, like one or the other, either work Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, but both that they're just absolutely pooping on them at that point, because there's enough employees there where they could spread that around. But that's my rant for that. Maybe his general manager will listen.
Years we did it. This is my first job where I'm off on holidays. So I don't know. I you get used to it after a while. Just is what it is.
Christmas Eve was always the one I hated to work, because that's my family's big deal.
Yeah,
Christmas
ours too.
And Christmas Day kind of sucks, but it, you know, it is what it is. But
well, we worked, I think I've said on another episode, we used to work, we would be off the day before, but we'd work the day of. So our family thing would be Christmas Eve. We go over there, do that thing, and then
there's come a cameo. Home.
There he is.
There's old Rascal.
And then we would then get up Christmas morning and hang around the house for a little bit. Then it was time to go back to work.
Well, so you're in trucking, so I y'all that's kind of you know I yeah. I get trucking. Unfortunately, I get public safety because you know you have to like you can't emergencies happen 24/7. But retail, like give the shut
no,
down.
That's
the,
ridiculous.
Shut yeah, down the day. You know that's what.
Now, is that store going to be open the whole day? He's just working this 4 hours?
I think he's open the whole day. Cause, yeah, because I think actually my nephew's got to go in probably after him and relieve him.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
they'll probably be busy, though. People trying to get last-minute stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I feel like my childhood, and I may be just remembering things differently, but I feel like things were shut down on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. You know, mm-hmm. I don't remember. And like I said, I just may be, you know, I may be the okay boomer guy who's just, you know, crapping on this generation or whatever. But, well, like I said, just shut your business.
Cargo, all the air cargo, all the cargo warehouses, well, ground handlers in Atlanta, they're all shut down for Christmas. So, the world's busiest airport.
Yeah.
They're shutting down their ground handlers for Christmas. You can shut down your retail store.
That's what I say. Like I said, I mean, you can go with that. I understand, I guess, the gas stations are kind of the exception, you know, that go with... that go with public safety and all that, but even then, I don't know. Like I said, but get your gas the day before, or like plan yeah. for it. You know, I mean, it's Christmas. Like everybody wants to be home for Christmas. You know, like a 19-year-old guy working a cash register somewhere. You know, but yeah, I don't know. That's just me being grumpy old get off my lawn guy, I guess. Obviously, they're making money. If they weren't making money, they wouldn't be open. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll be busy.
Yeah,
but they're only busy because they're open.
Exactly. Yeah, people could go a day without shopping.
Yeah,
but that's maybe when you and I are president of the United States, ain't is a word 2024 because we're gonna give Trump 4 more years.
Yeah,
he'll be the first guy to ever be impeached and reelected in the same year.
Yeah, and then two guys from rural Georgia, yeah, vote for us.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't do any worse than the last guy from Georgia to be in office.
Yeah, no kidding. That Joker, he needs to be in a bubble. Every time I turn around, he's in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, he's about 95 probably. So.
He keeps falling and stuff. Then he's doing construction. Like, dude, stop doing construction. Yeah. That's why you're falling.
Yeah. I think he's a good guy. I think he did better after his president. Like, just being a human being.
Yeah.
As a president, he was terrible. That's my... we'll lose all of our Democrat sponsors, but
oh, I wasn't around then.
Yeah,
I heard he was bad. I was told he was bad.
Yeah, I wasn't either, but I know that. I guess I was technically around for his, but I don't know. We shouldn't talk about politics. So what's going on? I see that a car just pulled down the driveway, so we'll probably have some barking here in a second.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to hit our sponsor real quick since you're the intro guy? Maybe you can be the outro guy.
Our sponsor, a Tower Place. My mind just went blank.
Under pressure.
Tower Place CrossFit, located at 24 Tower Place in Noonan, Georgia. Going to have classes at starting at 5 in the morning.
5:30
in the morning.
I go to when I'm able to go.
So you can start your day with some running and jumping and kicking and hooting and hollering.
We're going to get Roy J in there one time to...
I'm going
to
come in there and pass out donuts.
All right, so that's it for this episode. We will be back next week.